Hello Fly Nation, welcome to today's episode number 128 on how to find peace with whatever is. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to address Janice's question on how to find peace with what is. Her boyfriend was cheating on her and she refused to change anything because she feared the unknown when deciding to separate. I know that case, and I'm sure so many of you do too. This is one of the most important topics and a big part in all we do and teach here at Freestyle Your Life. Because at the end of the day, what matters most is that you find ways to find peace with what is or how to change. If you stay in grief, for example, about the loss of a loved one, or in anger with people and circumstances in your life, you stay stuck and in a high stress level and toxic emotions, which harm your well-being and your health. To benefit your well-being and your health, you absolutely need to break free from whatever is compromising your soul. To take ownership of the situation, I suggest to have a tough conversation, stating your thoughts and sharing your feelings, and then to break free from an unacceptable behavior. It's all about what we tolerate, right? So if we tolerate such behavior, that is likely to go on in the future, of course. The only thing we can really change, though, is how we react to whatever is. You can't change any other person, but it's about you making clear not to tolerate such an behavior. Please change what you can change. And if you can't change it, you need to find a way to come to peace with it for your own sake. As you know, Freestyle Your Life is about breaking free from whatever sucks and letting go of whatever is corrupting your soul. That's the greatest gift to your health and well-being. It's also important not to distract yourself from negative emotions and negative situations, and to sort of put the head in the sand, because that is not the solution. You need to acknowledge and embrace your feelings, and by stuffing down negative emotions, things get worse and they add up to high levels of toxicity, which harm your body. In addition to that, they can even manifest as severe diseases such as cancer. Especially in these challenging times, when we are all sort of overwhelmed with whatever is going on due to the pandemic and the isolation and social distancing and all that we face there. We are asked to protect our energy even more than before and keep the high vibration of love, joy, and peace. So I'm asking you to please take good care of yourself, level up in self-love, do whatever you love to do. For me, it's like being in nature, to meditate or to play golf, which for a long time I couldn't do because of my shoulder surgery, but hopefully soon I can go back to golfing. Whatever it is for you, and go for that. And don't forget about the necessary relaxation. I do what I preach. When I'm upset, I look for a way to change it. And if this is out of my reach, I find ways to find peace with it and stop the anger or anxiety about it. I suggest to take a walk in nature, meditate, practice Qigong or EFT, emotional freedom technique, or go on a journey of visualization like I do. I hope that helps to improve your day. All the best. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.